What's the deal with gingerbread? Why is it so common to make gingerbread into people and houses? Where did gingerbread come from? And most importantly, does gingerbread always have to have ginger in it? I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and today we are looking into a brief history of gingerbread. So what is the deal with gingerbread? Well, to answer that question, we should first take a look at where gingerbread comes from. Ginger originates in Asia and was first cultivated in China over 5,000 years ago. Somehow, either through the Romans via India or through the Greeks, ginger ended up in Europe. When is hard to pin down exactly. However, it is believed that gingerbread was introduced to Europe by an Armenian monk who lived in Nicopolis, which would now be part of modern-day Greece. Nicopolis was a Roman city, which lends weight to the idea that the Romans were the first to have ginger in the West. The monk who went by the name Gregory of Nicopolis moved to a small town in what is now central France and spent the remainder of his life teaching the French how to make gingerbread. From France, gingerbread spread to the rest of Europe, where it quickly gained popularity. In the Middle Ages, gingerbread was so popular in Europe that they had full-blown gingerbread fairs and festivals. At these fairs, especially in Germany, it was common to have gingerbread in the shape of hearts with loving messages on them. There are also stories of lonely women going to witch doctors to get gingerbread shaped like a man, the idea being that if they ate the cookie, the man they had been waiting for would suddenly appear. Another version of this story says that if the cookie was given to the man and he ate it, he would fall in love with the woman that gave it to him. And ginger has been prized for its health benefits long before it was cultivated, and if I had to venture to guess, I would say that gingerbread originates as more of a medicine than the sweet spice treat we think of today. And whether that medicine is to find and hook a man or simply calm an unsettled stomach, it still works the same. Gingerbread is unique as a cookie, as it is really the only sweet that we make into people and build things into. So where did that come from? Well, the people thing has kind of been lost to history. It is a fact, however, that Queen Elizabeth I had at least once had gingerbread men made to look like foreign dignitaries and guests of her court. Although this probably happened more than once, as she had a gingerbread maker on staff. She likely did a lot to popularize the idea of making gingerbread into gingerbread people, but gingerbread men existed before that. Now, gingerbread houses are another story. They first gained popularity in Germany. It's hard to say if life imitated art or art imitated life. Around 1812, the brothers Grimm wrote about a brother and sister named Hansel and Gretel. They wandered the woods until they found a house made entirely of gingerbread and sweets. It doesn't really matter if the brothers Grimm invented the idea of gingerbread houses or not, because they certainly popularized it. Now, the term gingerbread in medieval English didn't always refer to gingerbread. It was kind of a catch-all term for preserved ginger. At the same time, gingerbread as a cookie or cake didn't always have ginger in it, kind of like turtle soup with no turtle. There's a lot of history to cover when it comes to gingerbread, and in all honesty, for the first time, I'm having trouble keeping this episode brief. But I think you should now have a much clearer understanding of where gingerbread comes from and the history behind it. At the very least, you have something a little less existential to think about the next time you bite the head off a gingerbread man. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5. Thank you for listening. This has been a brief history of gingerbread. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow with another fantastic episode all about holidays.